This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More in our gastronomics series this morning. Headline today, out of the frying pan and into the fire, people with stamina looking for work might consider the restaurant kitchen. Government data suggests cooking jobs will grow 12% in the next decade. Education may be your key. Bill Zeebel with KERA in Dallas takes us to a chef class at El Centro Community College in Dallas, Texas, a state where those jobs could grow 22% in the next 10 years.
It's time to begin El Centro's afternoon class.
You guys ever eat cold soup?
Instructor Jim Nifong's students range in age from their early 20s to retirement.
Like I mentioned yesterday, the big deal on cold soups, you're going to need to adjust your seasoning. Because when it's cold, you know, the flavors aren't popping out like they will when it's hot.
Chef Nifong, a CIA graduate, that's the Culinary Institute of America, says what's hot these days are chef and restaurant jobs.
There's a huge need out there. If you look outside my door here, we have our job board. We currently have six jobs for every student.
23-year-old Charlotte Zuber is one of those school's 400 students. Thanks in part to her enrollment here, she's in demand in different sections of a trendy downtown restaurant.
I really love the fast-paced environment of like the restaurant industry and all the pressure. It's really fun for me, so the adrenaline.
That helps because chef jobs come with buying pressures, standing for hours, and handling picky customers. But if you love it and learn it, it can pay off, says Ron Ruggles. He writes for the nation's restaurant news.
I don't think anybody going into the food service in the back of the house should expect to become a multimillionaire. But, I mean, the solid, good wage can get people by quite well.
Back in class, Zuber feels like she's only getting by. Her restaurant job pays $9 an hour, the same, she says, as the dishwasher. Nifong says she's worth more.
So you know prep, you know production, you know pastry, you haven't got a raise. You need a raise, young lady, because you know all this stuff.
Nifong says his graduates can make $30,000 as cooks, $80,000 as sous chefs, and more than $100,000 as an executive chef. In Dallas, I'm Bill Zeebel for Marketplace.